Let's spend some time talking about, if we can, the Sphinx, because this is a structure that has baffled a lot of people. First of all, that structure, is the head on the Sphinx, was that always there or was that changed? Because I've heard a number of different stories.
Boy, it looks like it was changed.
It has that appearance.
It has that appearance. And it also looks like when it was recarved, that the face is actually an African face.
It might have been, what, like a lion or some kind of animal initially? Because the body is, right?
That's correct. I've heard one theory that says it could have been a dog.
Okay.
Now, okay. I don't.
What made them, well, you know, a lot of this is all guess. Why'd they change the face?
Well, my guess is that the Sphinx is part of a pre-existing culture that goes back many thousands of years. And if you've read Stephen Mailer's book, The Land of Osiris, he claims that it goes back something like, 70,000 years. So what could have happened is that as society began to rebuild, they decided to change that carving to the face of a man instead of a lion, sometime around 3000 BC.
And the Sphinx, of course, has been there way before the Great Pyramids, right?
Right. And this is something new. I know, back in 1991, John Anthony West and Dr. Robert Schock went over there and actually kind of redated the Sphinx. But it kind of goes farther back than that. There was a man by the name of René Schwaller de Lubitz. He was born in 1877 and passed away in 1961. And his early in his life, he was a philosopher, a hermeticist and alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
And on vacation, this was somewhere around the late 1930s, he was on vacation in Egypt, and he noticed that a certain inscription of the pharaoh was in a right triangle. It was a 3-4-5 triangle. And that really piqued his curiosity because he was a Pythagorean and believed in that number system. So he spent the next 10 or 11 years actually living in Egypt and studying specifically the temple at Luxor, but he also went around to other places. And he was the first one to notice that it looks like the Sphinx it has been eroded by water.
Yes, and I've seen some pictures of that as well, and there's no doubt you can see the trickling. And, of course, as you were saying, the water really wasn't around for thousands of years ago, before.
That's correct. And it really wasn't around anywhere from now until 10,000 years ago. If you want a lot of rainfall, you have to go way back to before the Ice Age. Here we're talking 30 or 40,000 years.
Well, and it looks like it needed a lot of rain in order to create that kind of erosion on it, didn't it?
Yes, it did.